It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey, shut up, Hunter. It's time to do the podcast, idiot.
Sorry, I was watching this guy's golf swing because I'm trying to get ready for our big golf tournament.
You dumb slut. You're gonna suck at the golf tournament.
What are you talking about, bro?
You suck.
Shot a 71 the other day.
Yeah, 71 on one hole.
They put my headphones where they're supposed to be.
They just turned down. Huh? Oh, wait. I turned them down real low. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
Oh, okay, because I turned them off. Because no one needs to hear your stupid voice.
I need more snare in my headphones.
Blizzard Man, get it. I don't know what to talk about.
What should we talk about? What'd you do yesterday? You got a new camper?
Yeah, I've been working on the camper.
Yeah,
like
that
crazy
thing sucks.
You know what? I hope your boat catches on fire.
You know what? I'm going to jump my boat into your camper. How about that? So we'll both be even.
Do it. Perfect. No, yeah, I've been working on the camper like crazy. I was putting trim in yesterday, got the seats back in.
Yeah.
Bought a 67 Frolic.
Nice.
It's awesome, dude. I love it. Got a
stabbing
great deal.
Cabin.
Yeah, good old stab. Well, this is nice because it's actually a hard body. So it's not a pop-up. It's not a tent. So I can literally pull up ready to go.
Yeah.
And that's been the big thing. We moved from the tent to the pop-up. And the tent the pop-up was a huge step up from the tent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never sleeping on the ground ever again.
So you just keep upgrading.
Yeah.
You know, ever since you met me, you just keep upgrading. It's
except
weird.
For my co-host. That's the only thing I haven't upgraded.
Yeah, it's because you don't need to.
Oh, I am top tier. I am as high as I can go.
I am the Tom Brady of co-hosts here. So, you know what? I got it. You just shut the hell up.
I'm not going to say anything.
I'll take care of it.
Sounds good.
I got nothing.
But yeah, you and I both got the little projects we're working on.
Yeah, I'm working on a boat right now, man.
Too many projects, not enough time.
I'm starting to realize what it entails to own a boat.
Bust out another $1,000.
Yeah. You know, I got a really good price on it right off the bat, so I'm kind of ahead in that regards. But damn, dude.
Yeah.
It's an 85 Bayliner. And it's got
84 Sheepdog.
All right, 84 Sheepdog. It's an 85 Bayliner with an 85 Force motor, which is crazy.
It's
because
a big motor.
85 Force, yeah, that thing hauls ass when it works. 85 Force, the Force motors went to Mercury, so right now it's actually quite difficult to find Force parts, especially for carburetors, and that's what we're working on right now. It's the final straw. It's the final countdown. If this doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do with the damn thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of late in the season. I was extremely excited through the month of August because I had the whole entire month of August off, as in DJing-wise, for weekends. Mm-hmm. So I had a bunch of free weekends. And so I try to haul ass and get this thing done. And, you know, I get my hopes up. I'm dreaming about it. I'm thinking about it. I can't sleep because I'm thinking about it so much. Doing research on how to repair stuff in the motor, outside of the motor, cabling, blah, blah, blah. And which I love. I love motors. I get it from my dad. My dad loves motors. Love working on it, and I love figuring stuff out. But, dude, holy shit.
Motors that run on water, it's different.
It's so different.
It's different.
It's no joke. Yep. Everything loves to break. Everything loves to corrode.
Which you don't think, that shouldn't be the case. Just because it's run in water doesn't mean, same thing with my jet ski. No one wants to work on jet skis, and I just don't get how something. Who cares if the water cools the motor? I don't get why boats have such a fucking problem.
It's unbelievable, dude. I'm serious. Yeah. It is insane what entails owning a damn boat.
And didn't you called in about getting a quote to get the carbs rebuilt? And wasn't it just like stupid expensive?
It's a 3-carb setup. And I called, and they're like, yeah, we absolutely do that. It's an older motor, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nice. That means probably it's going to be cheaper, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's like $130 a carb for labor plus parts. You got 3 carbs, plus we're going to have to do this. It's going to be around like $650 probably. I'm like, duh.
For a boat motor.
You know how much I paid for the boat?
Yeah.
$300. I know. I stole the boat. But, dude, I just can't justify.
Well, and I feel like a car wouldn't even be that much. It's not.
No.
For some reason.
You know what? And they're older carbs, too. It's not like this intricate, you know, piece of equipment that only God knows how to work on. You know, for the love of God.
Maybe fuel injected would be better.
I know boat motors. I don't know. Dude, they make them different. For instance, my dad, you can vouch for this, is basically a genius when it comes to motors. Mm-hmm. The guy knows his shit. And he could do basically, for instance, he pulled apart my Honda Civic motor. He's never touched a Honda before in his life. I was a dumbass in high school and never changed my oil. And ended up blowing the motor. Mm-hmm. Pulled it apart, fixed it, sold it. Yep. I mean, the car was running great after he fixed it. Yeah. So we didn't, like, you know, con anybody. But it's like, dude, he's literally figured that out by himself.
Yep.
You know, the guy's looking at this boat motor. And he understands it.
Yeah.
He understands what happened, you know, and he does know stuff about it. But there's certain things in boat motors. It's just like, I don't know.
I mean, just because it's
why people go to school for it.
Yeah. And charge stupid prices for it. I just don't get it.
And you know what sucks about it is like the payoff in the end is so much fun and mm-hmm. awesome. And you want to get to there. And you fix one thing and then you take it out and something else is fucked up.
Maybe that's why.
And so you got to take it out. Dude, there's one day I literally took it off the water. I had it out there for like 10, 15 minutes and I got a taste mm-hmm. of what it was going to be like. First time in the boat, first time it running, take off. I'm like, dude, this is awesome. And then it was probably with the carbs, which we're working on now.
Uh-huh.
Dude, it ruined my entire fucking day.
I can't tell you how many times I've been out like fishing or on the shore, like at lakes and everything. There's always someone. Oh, there's a leak in the hull.
Yeah.
There's one guy. I remember, I was fishing on the shore.
It's not tuned right.
He pulls up in this pontoon, nice pontoon, you know, a little bit older. Pulls up, it's running fine. They go to start it, the damn thing won't start. Yeah. It's like it was just running.
It was just running.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yep.
I'm going through that right now.
Yep.
And you know what? The salmon are starting to run.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting excited about that. And you know what? I kind of need a boat to get to them.
Yep.
I mean, they're running through the river, but
no, sir.
You ain't trolling on the side of the river, are you?
Forget about it. Might as well just sink that boat in the middle of the lake.
You know, I'm all excited because I know you love fishing, and I'm trying to, like, provide a piece of equipment that we can both enjoy a sport that we both like.
Yep.
And it's just not
I might as well just take my jet ski out on the lake.
Damn, might as well. And you know what sucks, too?
Huh.
I have literally... I could probably sell this kayak for like 15 to 2 grand right now. Mm-hmm. I have like a $2,000 tricked out, modded up, badass kayak.
Yep.
Didn't touch the water this year.
I think I took my kayak outside of the one time I went to Pipestone Lake.
Yeah.
And it was so windy, I was over it. I didn't have my anchor with me, so I was just blowing all over the place. And then we took it out for Memorial Day. That's mm-hmm. all I've been in. I've been in it twice, dude.
Isn't it just, it's depressing.
Yeah.
And you know what? The boat took away from it.
Yeah. Because, I've been out on my boat more than I have been on the kayak.
Literally, we bought the boat because it came on a trailer, which the trailer we were going to turn into a kayak trailer. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have to put this modded, heavy-ass kayak up on my roof.
Because, you know, when you put a battery and a boat motor on a kayak, it makes it kind of
heavy and hard
to move, you know?
All right.
A light kayak.
All right. So I was trying to find a trailer to put these kayaks on. Well, the boat came with the trailer. The boat ended up being pretty decent. And so, like, my entire focus went from this kayak trailer to, holy shit, I got a boat.
Yep.
Let's go.
Yep.
But I'm learning.
You're learning.
I'm learning, boy.
Well, way to go, buddy.
Anybody have a boat that they want to trade? I love the boat too, man. It's a good looking boat.
Well, see, now I got the pop up camper for sale now, and some guy messaged me about trading for a 2003 Ski-Doo, and it's like, man, do I need another project?
Yeah.
So then I got three kayaks, stand up paddleboard, two surfboards, a camper. Jet ski.
Somebody brought it up the other day. You got hella toys, man.
Yeah, we do.
I love it, though, because they're not, like, none of them are brand new. Like, you got hella toys of, like, I don't know how.
News. Well, my jet ski is, my camper's a 67.
Yeah.
The newest things, well, Kiki's kayak is actually, you know, we bought that one used. Mine is new, but I bought a cheaper one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's fine. It's a 10-footer. And then I have another one that was used. The stand-up paddleboard, that one was new, but that one's old now.
I think you're doing it right.
So, yeah, why?
You know why you're doing it right? It's just like my opinion on golf clubs. You buy a new golf club, you hit it once, it's used.
Yep.
You get in that kayak one time, it's used,
It's used, yeah.
You know?
What the hell? You know, and with the jet ski, I found a great jet ski at a great price that mm-hmm. runs fantastic, mm-hmm. and I'm not out a shit ton of money. Here's what kills me is when people buy a bunch of stuff out of their means.
Mm-hmm.
They bought a new truck. They bought a brand new camper. They bought a new jet ski.
I don't understand how people do that.
They bought a ATV or, you know, something mm-hmm. like that. They're making all these payments, and then they, of course, I hate people living outside their means. You know, oh, well, we got to have a brand new huge-ass house, a five-bedroom house, three baths.
Why?
Then we're going to buy a new truck. We're going to buy a new camper. Look around. Now, yeah, it may take a while. I lucked out with this one hard-body camper that I bought. You know, got a great price on it. And sometimes that happens. Every once in a while, you'll get lucky. You'll find something. But, you know, I've been doing work to it. You know, and you got to not be afraid to do a little fixing up on it, you know?
And that's kind of something that I think people learn as they get into projects like this. You know, buying something used, you typically have to work on it.
Yep.
You know, obviously, you buy brand new, it should work, right?
Yep.
But, you know what? That's half the fun. Yeah. I'm starting to realize that. Yep. That, you know, working on shit and realizing how this works and this part correlates with this.
And it
works your brain. It works your mind.
Being smart about it. Being smart. The flooring that I got for my camper, 6 cents a square foot, buddy. It cost me $5 to floor this. And you know what? I could have paid someone to do it, but I took my time.
You could have dropped $350 for somebody to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
why?
And you know what? It's floor it.
Yeah.
Your feet are going to be the exact same.
And it's just that rollout. It's just, I always hate when people like, I'm just like, what are you doing? That money could be so much better.
It's a stupid sign.
Stupid sign. Anyway, I digress. So, well, I hope your boat works out.
You know what? Let me give you my opinion on this Ski-Doo or what is it? Bombardier or whatever.
Bombardier or whatever. Yeah, it's a 2003. It's got 8,000 miles on it.
Which is kind of high for a snowmobile.
I looked it up. Eight to 10 is like mid-range.
So, what that tells you? It's got miles on it, which means it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. And the guy fired it up. Fired it up for you.
Got a video on there. Yeah, I'm going to check it out next week. And here's the thing. Is winter's right around the corner. If I get a good winter out of it, you know.
Here's my opinion and why I think I would go for it and do it. Because if there is a little bit of work to do to it, it's fun.
Yeah.
Gives you something to do.
Yeah.
It's winter.
Yeah.
There ain't shit to do in the winter.
Well,
what
I'll probably do is I'll trade the guy and then I'll throw it up on Craigslist for like double the price and see if anybody bites on it.
Well, if he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, don't listen to this podcast. I'm going to put the title, Don't Listen to This Podcast, if you're looking for a snowmobile. You know? But I've done that before, though. You know, it's you find good deals. Like, I could turn around and sell the camper I bought with the work I've done to it for probably double what I paid for it.
Right.
Because I took the time, you do it right, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And you put some work into it, too.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I think... I'm glad I'm starting to learn this trade. I'm glad that I am learning stuff from my father and that I'm getting interested, and I love working on stuff. There's something about, you know what else helps? Having a badass garage.
Yeah, that does help.
You know?
Yep.
Fine.
That and a dad who knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
You don't know what you're doing.
You know, not to his extent. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you have no idea what
you're doing. I'll
give you that. You have no idea what you're doing.
You know, shut up. You know, you're just like one of those guys, too. They're like, oh, nice Jeep. Your dad built it for you. Yeah, you know what? Fuck you, buddy. No. I was in there fucking 10 hours a day, and it will never go away.
He was holding the flashlight.
Oh, my God. Dude, you want to piss me off? Nothing pisses me off more than that, because dude, I put blood, sweat, and tears into that thing.
I didn't know the flashlight was so dangerous.
One of my dad's buddies the other day came over and said something, and I'm like, dude, yeah, I understand.
I will end you, old man.
Yeah, I am younger and stronger than you. I will
tell you what, I may not have worked on that Jeep, but I'll work on your face.
I get it, you know.
Hey.
Honestly, if it wasn't for the dude, it wouldn't look like it does now.
Someone's got to hold the flashlight, buddy.
You know? I'm about to hold your...
What?
I'm about to hold your neck.
Go on. Oh, no. What are you going to hold?
But working on shit's fun, man.
It is fun.
I would get that. Time. I think I would go with that snowmobile.
Well, good luck with the boat.
Yeah, I need it.
Maybe I'll have a snowmobile. Maybe next week. Sometime next week, we'll be talking about my new snowmobile.
How about this? I got an idea.
Wait, real quick. To snowmobile, I could put some rollers on that thing, and I could ride it in the summertime.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You go to Nimby Pond, they do that one thing where they do
the race.
The race across the
pond. I'm not racing. But this thing, though, dude, it's like jetted and
Well, you know, that it's pit. Not. It's snowmobiles.
Yeah, I know.
That they use for Nimby, yeah.
Well, and they go, don't they go across the water?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. There's no way in hell I'm doing that.
Why?
I'm not dropping my snowmobile in the water, dude.
Come on.
For God's sakes.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
No, it doesn't.
I have a better idea.
Huh.
I don't have a working motor, but I have a boat. You have a snowmobile with no snow with a working motor. Can't we just attach the snowmobile to the back of the boat?
Put some paddles on the track
and just take it out of the water and haul ass? You know, technically.
That'd be fun.
Technically, you give it gas, I'll steer. Well, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
I guess it could work.
Well, no, it wouldn't work.
Dude, a hybrid. A hybrid snowmobile slash
a snowboat.
A snowboat.
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 Snowmoboat.
Snowmoboat. Brilliant. See? If it doesn't work, we just combined our powers. Like Captain Planet.
Now I got a title for this podcast. Yeah. Snowmoboat.
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 Here we go, dude.
You can drive it in the winter, in the summer.
How
it doesn't matter.
How fast does your snowmobile go?
I don't know. I haven't. It's a 600, and the guy said it's stupid fast. So I don't know. It says 200 on the speedometer.
Let's do it. Let's slam some salmon off the snowmoboat.
Snowmoboat. I love it.
Coast Guard pulls us over. What in God's name?
What the hell is this? This is not safe for the water.
Yeah.
Snowmoboat.
It reminds me of something like Red Green would do.
Yeah. We'll duct tape it to the boat.
Yes. Perfect. I love it. We're brilliant.
We're brilliant. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. Explore more on the website, WIRX.com. Also, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. It is Rip It Down. Rip It Down!
This
shit. Look at all these dumb sluts.
That's our poster calendar from like 8 years ago.
I was just wondering. All right, we'll see you guys next time.